Letters from Home, a podcast from the St. Paul Center.
Hi there, this is Dr. John Bergsma from the St. Paul Center, and it is a new liturgical year and a new season of The Word of the Lord. So please join myself and Dr. Scott Hahn as we take a deep dive into the Sunday Mass readings each week and read Scripture from the heart of the Church. Hi there, this is Dr. John Bergsma from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And here we are on Friday of the first week of Advent. Boy, it's wonderful to be starting the liturgical year all over and to spiritually place ourselves back in the position of ancient Israel and wait once more for the coming of the Messiah. That's kind of what we're doing spiritually during Advent, and helping us out is the prophet Isaiah. Of course, the prophet Isaiah speaks so much about the coming Messiah that sometimes the church fathers referred to him as the fifth gospel. And today's reading is no exception to that. We're taking this passage from Isaiah 29, 17 through 24. It says things like, "On that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The lowly will ever find joy in the Lord." And this might make us think at first of the miracles of our Lord, which of course he healed the deaf and he cured the blind. And there is that connection. But actually, if you study the book of Isaiah, you'll find that at the beginning of the book, which sets up the problems that God solves by the end of the book, again, if you go to the beginning of the book, the problems that are identified at the beginning of the book are not physical blindness and physical deafness, but really a spiritual hardening, a spiritual inability to see or to hear the word of God. We see that especially in Isaiah 6. So when we read in Isaiah 29 about the deaf hearing and the blind seeing, we should remember that in the context of Isaiah, this is referring primarily to the gift of spiritual perception, the gift of the ability to hear God's word, to perceive what he is saying in the present moment, and to respond and to act on God's word. Now, however, our Lord actually performs physical miracles, kind of in a very literalistic sense, fulfilling these prophecies. And one of the reasons why our Lord does that is so that we who are kind of spiritually deaf and blind will make the connection between our Lord's ministry and these prophecies of Isaiah. I mean, if he did not perform those physical miracles, it may have been too subtle for us to see the connection. But again, I would suggest to you, the physical miracles are not the ultimate fulfillment of what Isaiah is speaking about. The ultimate fulfillment is the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we receive through baptism and is sealed in us through confirmation and renewed in us every time we receive the Eucharist. That gift of the Holy Spirit, which softens our hearts and makes us sensitive to the Word of God, so that we can hear what the Word of God is saying, see where he wants us to go, and act on it. And if we do that, then Isaiah's prophecies are truly fulfilled. And then in our gospel, we actually read about a healing miracle of our Lord with respect to two blind men. We're reading from Matthew 9, and we read that Jesus passed by, and two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. And see, our Lord, again, as I mentioned in the first reading, is physically performing these miracles so that we can't miss the connection with Isaiah, even though Isaiah was first and foremost speaking of spiritual transformation and the opening of spiritual eyes and ears. But this miracle of our Lord where he touches them and they receive physical sight is a type of the sacraments. This is what happens to us in baptism. In baptism, Jesus touches us, gives us the gift of the Spirit, and opens our eyes to perceive reality in an entirely different way, taking away the blindness of our eyes that is the result of sin. Confession does the same thing. You see, sin really makes us stupid. Okay, sin makes us dumb, and it makes us unable to see reality as it really is. There's a kind of blindness that comes upon us, especially when we give in to habitual sins. And when we go to the sacrament of reconciliation and Jesus touches us, he takes away that blindness that's due to sin, and we walk out of the confessional fresh and able to see reality as it really is. You know, when we're in a state of sin, like our family members and our spouse seem like they're so unreasonable and so hard to live with, et cetera, then we go into the confessional, we come clean with our sins, and we walk out, and we realize, oh my gosh, it wasn't really my kids, it wasn't really my spouse, it really wasn't really my coworkers, it was me. I'm the one with a problem. You see, that is receiving that spiritual sight. But it requires faith. They had to profess, do you believe that I can do this? Jesus answers them, and they say, yes, Lord. And that's something that we don't emphasize as often as we should within the Catholic Church, is the important role of faith in the reception of the sacraments. If we approach the Eucharist, if we approach the sacrament of reconciliation with little to no faith and little to no expectations that Jesus is going to work in our life, well, don't be surprised if we don't see much fruit from the reception of that sacrament. We need to train ourselves to expect big things of Jesus. When we approach the Eucharist on a daily or weekly basis, we should be thinking, Lord, I expect you to change me in this sacrament and you to give me grace that will help me grow and make strong advances in holiness. And our Lord responds and honors those expectations by working in our heart. So let's remember that. And the next time we go to confession or Eucharist, let's come with those expectations of faith. This is Dr. John Bergsma from the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology and the Franciscan University of Steubenville, wishing you a happy and holy Friday of the first week in Advent.
Thank you for listening to Letters from Home, the Scripture Reflections podcast from the St. Paul Center. Listen daily with reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. John Bergsma, Dr. Shane Owens, Ms. Joan Watson, and Mr. Clement Harold. Our production team includes Technical Director Rory Mitrick and producers Olivia Mosier and Joseph Palmer. Our mission at the St. Paul Center is to help you read Scripture from the heart of the Church. Subscribe and share Letters from Home, as well as Dr. Scott Hahn's podcast, The Road to Emmaus, and Mrs. Kimberly Hahn's podcast, Beloved and Blessed. For more faith-based resources, books, and Bible studies, visit stpaulcenter.com.